Blog Talk Radio.
You can check out anytime you please, but your mind can never leave.
Everybody, this is Indie Jazz Day on Solar Records Radio, where we just kind of chill, right? And so the chill room of Havana is perfect to start this show off with, as well as our guest, Alisa Gomez Taylor, aka Alisa G, will be coming on shortly, guys. So I want y'all to get relaxed, you know, get comfortable, and let us just help you with this hump day, as every Wednesday is hump day. It's right in the middle of the week and things are a little rough. So this music right here is so cool, so chilled, and it just helps you to relax and help you to get through the rest of the week comfortably, right? So that's why this is one of my favorite shows, because of the music is just, it's such a wonderful vibe. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. We love you so much here, Solar Records Radio. So shortly, our guest, Alisa Gomez Taylor, aka Alisa G, will be coming on shortly, and it's kind of updating us. We haven't talked to her in about a year, so it's time to get on and see what she's been up to. I know she has new music out, and she's looking good as ever. My goodness, she talked about get better with time. Woo! That woman is working it. So we look forward to just chopping up with her and enjoying good conversation, good music. And we always pray that you have good company as well, because those three combinations are awesome, right? All right, guys. So kick back and relax. And thank you again for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. We'll be right back with Alisa Gomez Taylor.
one like you. I found the one that's right for me. And baby, yeah, it's true. Don't wanna waste another night dreaming of what could be. I want you here right now. Baby, can't you see? I want to hold you, girl, all through the night. I want to feel your heartbeat with mine. I want to touch you like the very first time. It's true, yeah. I'll always be there for you. I'll always be there for you. I'll always be there for you. I'll always be for you. Through the sunny skies and the stormy weather, girl, we'll always stay together. Don't let you know.
Beautiful song, and I'm gonna bring Alisa Gomez Taylor, aka Alisa G, in with me on this one. Alisa, how are you, sweetheart?
I am wonderful. How are you, Wardell?
I am wonderful as well, and I know you love that song, huh?
That's a beautiful tune, beautiful voice. You know, Daryl's absolutely wonderful. Hey, thank you for having me on Solar Records Radio again. I really appreciate you, man. I really do.
Of course. We'll always be here for you. This is a place where you can always come and share your music and what you're up to and stuff. So thank you so much for, you know, being so kind to come on and do that with us at the last moment here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and your husband. And
thank you.
Yes. So anyway, I wanted to just find out from you, what have you been doing since last year? How are you, girl? Everything's good?
I've been very blessed, man. I've been healthy, you know, and everything that's going on. I've been staying in a lot and been doing a lot of writing this past year, actually the past couple of years, quite a bit of writing. And just building up that catalog, I was fortunate to work with two wonderful producers, and both of which you know.
Oh, yeah.
So I just be very careful, you know, and just, but I'm waiting, just waiting a little while before I get back out there to perform. I have been performing some private gigs, and I actually have one coming up. Can I just tell you what it is for a couple seconds?
Hello. That's why you're here. Share it out, girl.
I'm doing a jazz brunch on February 12th in Carson, California. Jazz brunch. It's the Links at Victoria Golf Course. And it's from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with the great Benny J. Smith, the saxophonist. And Tickets, if you want tickets, here's the number, 310-489-2555. 310-489-2555. So we'll be doing some R&B, some smooth jazz. So let me know if you're interested. Thank you so much for letting me do that plug for the jazz brunch.
I love it. So, as far as that number, can you let me? I want to make sure that I put that number in the show thing. What's the number again?
310-489-2555.
2555?
Yes, the links at Victoria Golf Course. That's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, like I said, I have not been out much, and I've been very careful. I have not gotten sick at all. Thank you, God. And but I'm so anxious to get out and perform and to sing again. And just what I'm doing is strengthening and building up my tribe of listeners and new supporters and so forth. I really appreciate them all over for still tuning into my music. That's always fun. So, yeah, a lot of writing. So as you may remember, Chilly Willy Grew, I started working with him in 2019, and we worked together for a couple of years co-writing music. So he just released his new album, again, which I had co-written about 5 tunes, and I sing on them as well. And it's like some loud funk music, beautiful funk dance music. And it's really exciting. It's on SoundCloud. And Honor Ray produced it. So, you know, we work as a team sometimes. So Yeah. So, and then last summer, as you know, Honor Ray and I had released Sea of Love. I share some writing credits on there as well. And people seem to really, really like that song. So, and that was part of that Music of the Night project where we were writing songs together, R&B tunes for that project, and pretty much finished it up. So now, Elisa G, cool R&B side of me, so that's part of that. That was part of that project of R&B music. So I implemented that new flavor, you know, for the R&B Music of the Night, that project we did. So, some of the songs that we did, you played one of them early on, Chill Room Havana, which it has this really nice jazzy groove to it. Thank you so much for playing that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I love that good music. Thank you. And it does take you there. I feel like I am away. I feel like I can be like in the island somewhere just chilling when I play your music. So I love playing it. Yes, it takes me right
Thank
there.
You. And that's what I want to do, whether, you know, it gives you an island feel, that jazz feel. The goal is to take people away, even when I'm performing on stage. It's that connection with the audience, that they are enjoying themselves, whether they're sitting back relaxing or they're up dancing. You know, it's just bringing a sweet experience, if you will. So they want to come back, and they want to come back to listen. So I'm grateful for that. Yeah, so that's the Chill Room. We also did a video. I did a video of Chill Room Havana, too, which is on YouTube, which was really fun. I was just bringing in the elements of, you know, what it would be like if you were to escape in the Chill Room, which would be in Havana, Cuba. And it's just the elements around there, the pictures, the people that were dressed in the outfit, the Cuban coffee, you know, playing the checkers, and it's just given that visual of what it would be like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So. That's all good. I'm proud of you because you're doing what you have to do in this business. And that's recreating yourself constantly. And this business will make you, you know, do that. And I'm just so proud that I watch you as you are, you know, promoting yourself with your team. And it's just, I'm like, you know, this lady is really, she loves what she does and she's just out there doing it. And I'm so proud of you, you know, I'm so proud of you. And that's why, you know, I'm so glad that you're here because I love to support, you know, artists like yourself that really you know, they put their mouth where their passion is. They put their bodies, they put their heart and soul where their passion is. And you go all, you know, full blast with it. So thank you for blessing us with, you know, the love that you have for your music. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm honored. I really am. Yeah, and also share with you that some of the other tunes that Honor Ray, as you have met him before, producer, artist, he's amazing to work with. We also did a song called Dayton Girl. I wrote a tribute to the Dayton funk players. And as you know, as of course, Will Shelby passed away, and he was from my hometown, Dayton. And he grew up with my family, with my brothers, and he played in our band when we were teenagers. So it was really heartfelt to hear that he had passed away at such a young age, you know? He was young.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. That's my brother. I think about him constantly. It hurts me. It hurts me desperately. Him and Richard Randolph, you know, two members from my group, they both passed away in the same year. And
yes,
so
when
New Year's Eve was here, I wasn't thinking about celebrating. I was thinking about, you know, the loss of them two. And and my wife was like, "What's wrong with you?" And I said, "Nothing." And I kept trying to avoid telling her what I was thinking about. And eventually she was like, "Well, tell me. I know something's wrong. Just tell me." And I said, "I can't stop thinking about Richard and Will. It's driving me crazy." And now that we're going into another year, and they're going to be left behind in this year. So, but we will keep their legacies alive as well here.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And
I
you
give them
obviously you
I'm
as
sorry.
Well because you're bringing them up. So. Obviously,
yeah,
well.
I mentioned Lakeside in there. I do. So, and, you know, even Roger Troutman, you know, he left us, even though that was a long time ago, he left us way too soon. He was just about to go back on the road. You know, folks that we hold
right.
dear to our hearts.
Right. But I just want to tell you that you just got a hello from the UK from Greg. He sends his
hi, Greg. How are you? You share the same name as my hubby. That's a good name.
Oh, that's your husband's name too? Greg, all right.
His name is Gregory, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Greg's
well,
a good guy.
Thank you for listening, Greg. I really appreciate it. I hope you get a chance to listen to some more of my music too. I have a lot. I have a catalog. It's growing. It's crazy.
Well, Greg knows a lot about your music because he's one of the associate producers here on Solar Records Radio. So, and he's he's the one to make the flyers and everything as well. So,
thank you for that beautiful flyer. I saw it. Thank you. It's such short notice.
I know that he's like that. He's
bad,
great.
He's bad. You are so bad.
Well, he said he did listen to your stuff, but he wants to. I just want you to know that, you know, he has the same passion for art as, you know, that type of art as we do for the music art. You know, and so he just like you go and do and you keep reinventing yourself. He is like that with his laptop and his and what he does on that thing drives me crazy. I can't believe how he is so quick. I'm like, dude, how did you do that so fast? So now the funny thing is now I expect it. Isn't that sad?
All out of love.
But you know, but the same thing with music, right? You expect, like, when you hear an artist and you really love an artist and you fall, you know, they just, oh, I love this artist is great. Then you expect for the quality and the level of them to be consistent, you know, and so it just becomes what you expect of them because they've been doing it. And so some artists just kind of drop off and some keep reinventing themselves like you and keep developing themselves and keep trying different things and keep moving forward. And so that's why I'm very proud of you. And I'm,
Thank you. Just
watching you and enjoying watching you. No offense, go ahead, honey. No offense to your husband, but you're easy on the eyes. We always talk about how pretty. You see how pretty that girl is. Pretty.
Look, I give the credit to my folks, and I try to
right, you had
take care
to do
of
that,
myself.
Right?
I just try to take care of myself. That's
there you
all.
Go.
But, you know,
that's it. Right
thank
there.
You. Thank
yes.
you so much. I
okay.
appreciate that.
Okay,
I'm just
so
trying to keep the scalpels off. I'm trying to keep the scalpels off. You know,
yeah.
but you know what's so interesting? There's girls in their 20s that go under the knife, and their 30s go under the knife.
I don't get it. I don't get it. What are you doing?
Well, you know what? I'm not judging, but it's just like I'm just too doggone afraid.
That's right.
So
I don't get
I'll
you.
Just keep that good cream on.
Exactly. That's right. You know.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Well
yeah. Go ahead, go ahead. We are leading into your new music and stuff. So why don't you?
Oh yes, we did Connor and I did a remix of the Sea of Love. We just brought it up. We got a good response from the original Sea of Love. Thank you so much, listeners. Appreciate you. I hope you get a chance to listen to the first version. But we did a remix just to bounce it up some more, and we had a lot of fun with it. So it's out on Spotify under Elisa G. It's on all my, excuse me, under all my social media platforms. And thank you so much for playing it for us. I hope the listeners kind of latch on to it and can dance to it like I am right now. In my head.
There you go. Well, why don't we all just take a listen to it and see and listen to what you're talking about, and then we'll be right back with Elisa G on Solar Records Radio. Check out this new song or the new remix. Now, you guys, so we gave you a taste of the old one versus the remix. And so, and Lisa, you should have heard, oh, Lottie, Lottie. She's like a mama. That's my, you're playing my wrong baby. That's the wrong baby.
That was the wrong baby. You got
that's
that right.
The wrong baby.
But it's a good baby, but it's the wrong baby.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I love all my babies, but that was the wrong. But that's good. That was good. You know, I love it because we got a little taste of what the original, and then we went into the remix and stuff. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Because that has a nice little groove going on there. Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we thought that, wow, the lyrics are just so beautiful. It talks about love, that special person you've been with for a long time. If, you know, if we're so fortunate to have that. I know you have that. I have that. And, again, when Honoré introduced that song to me, he said, this reminds me of you. I was like, okay, let's go. And so we listened to it, and I said, hey, let's just perk it up a little bit, give it some more bounce so folks can really get out there and groove and, you know, look into each other's eyes and say, hey, I love you, swimming in a sea of love, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Just saying those words, because the words are just so, it's so easy, you know, so happy, can't get enough. I mean,
right.
You know, you're telling the person, hey, I'm really happy with you. I mean, you don't have to sing it, but you can say it, right? We're giving you the words to say to your loved one. So,
right, right.
While you're out on the dance floor.
Amen. Wow.
Right.
Well,
so, again, that's the remarketing of it, reinventing, you know, the Elisa G, again, with those R&B tunes and just making it fun. Fun for the listeners. Fun for the concert goers that come out to support me when I'm performing with my band. And I'm just praying that, you know, I'll get back out there as soon as this virus kind of simmers down and goes away, hopefully. I can get back out on the road because I really want to tour. I want to tour the U.S. again. I want to tour abroad. And I want to get my music out on the radios. You know, radio stations, and I want to meet more of my fans around the country and you know, abroad as well. So those are the things I'm looking forward to and what I have my sights on and I will be doing. So I'm just grateful to, like I said, you know, just hone in on the tribe of folks and supporters I have right now. I appreciate you, and just build more supporters and more listeners, you know, just hoping to connect with them one-on-one when I get out again to perform.
Yes, yes. Do you plan on going overseas?
We're probably going to wait out another year or so. It really depends because my husband and I, we do travel abroad. And if I get a chance to slip in somewhere and sing, I do.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
that's
it's
just
right
how
now.
We do that. That's
yeah,
how we do.
Right.
We, you know, you sit in, you jam with other musicians, you know, and I have the opportunity to do that when we do travel abroad. But I'm talking about planning. So I'm going to be doing the planning this year. So maybe later on this year, I might be doing some stuff abroad, but definitely across the country, I will be doing some performances. So that's in the making right now, the planning stage of it.
Okay. Well, you know, the reason why I said, because your music lends itself to a lot of stuff that's happening in the UK for sure, because you do both, you know, R&B, which they call soul music, and they love soul R&B, and they also love jazz. And, you know, we have a lot of our old school artists that are, they planted themselves there because they're so much appreciative over there. And appreciated, I mean, over there. And so that's why I was like, wow, Lisa, you go over there, boy, we might not get you back. We got to tie a rope
well,
to you. And
I plan to make my rounds. So I just got to strategize well so that I can get to folks that really enjoy this kind of music around the world, you know.
Yes.
I love that I do have some strong listeners from Los Angeles, you know, I have found in California. But I want to continue to branch out because it needs to touch more ears, because really the music is about getting you relaxed, getting you up to dance, getting you to smile, to be happy, just having that experience of goodness, feeling good, taking you away, and just goodness, yummy goodness.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, so for you, I mean, you know, what are your thoughts about the industry right now? You know, it's changed up so much since we come up and we've been doing music, and now it's so different now. And it's everybody is like, you have to wear all the hats as an artist. You have to be the record company, the promoter, you know, the distributor.
The networker. You've got to network with people and find out who you really, you know, can connect with and jive with that really supports who you are as an artist. And, you know, it is about numbers, and I respect that because that's what it is.
Yes.
So as artists, we have to learn to build up our numbers on Spotify and other areas and get the right team in to support us to help build up those numbers. And it takes time to do that, and I understand that. So I embrace all that is needed to try to be more and more successful at this. And I just pray that I have the best team around me that really understands me and my versatility and my talent and my drive to continue to write music and co-write with great people and put it out there and perform as well. So, yes, it has changed, and I'm trying to change along with it, you know, gracefully.
Exactly. Gracefully is like you're not pulling all your hair out. Like, Lord, what now?
No, because that's not how I want to feel about it. Because if I feel that I have to pull my hair out and I'm hating it, then I'm not doing what I'm not supposed to be in it. So I really believe that the universe and God said, Elisa, this is what you're supposed to be doing, regardless of what you have to do to do what you got to do. You're going to do it until you die. And I tell people that I'm doing this until I just have no more breath, as long as I can still do some stuff. I mean, look at Tony Bennett. Come on now.
There you go.
I mean, he did his last concert, I think, this past year or so in his 90s, and he did a wonderful job of it. If I'm blessed to be able to do stuff, you know, years from now, that's a long way off, but I'm blessed to do that, and it makes sense to do it. I'm not going to say, no, I can't do it I'm going to do it if I'm capable and it presents itself well, if that makes sense. But that's a long time ago. Let's talk about now. So now.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know, I wanted to know, like, so I see that you're using Spotify as one of your platforms. Which one of the platforms do you find the easiest to promote your music? That's a question from overseas.
That's an excellent question. It really depends on what you have. So I'm on Spotify under Elisa G Music, Elisa G, and that's with Sea of Love, the remix, but also Elisa Gomez Taylor, where I have a lot of my music previous from that. And I'll use SoundCloud. You can hear my music there, SoundCloud, Amazon. Let's see, DistroKid, you can hear my music there. So those are some of the platforms you can hear other than Spotify. Also on YouTube. So I haven't updated my YouTube, but there's a lot of music there. So if that's easy for you, Elisa Gomez Taylor on YouTube. You'll see videos with my music.
Another
that's
question
why you can
for
find me. I'm all over the place.
Yes. Another question for you from overseas. I guess they know that you admire Quincy Jones a lot. What's that about?
I do. Quincy Jones did the remake of this beautiful song. He did it with Patty Austin. Oh my God! The name escapes me. But the original version is by Yvonne Lenz, and it's called Como Ser de Novo in Portuguese. And then Patty Austin re-recorded the English version that was written in the English version, which is more of a love song. And I can't remember the name of the song. That is so crazy. And I usually sing that in my repertoire.
Oh, wow. That's okay. That's the way it works.
Maybe
that's
the
way
it goes. On a desert island. And it goes like, it's a beautiful tune. But Quincy produced it. And he also did Secret Garden, which always sticks out to me. I love Secret Garden.
Yes, yes, yes.
I want to play with you. Da, 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 da. I mean, I get chills when I hear that song.
It
and,
must be nice to be able to sing. I'm so jealous. It's so nice. I mean, when you can just sing what you hear and what you... And it sounds good. It's, you know, I wish I had that gift. As much as I try to sing, everyone shuts me down. It's not fair. But, you know, I love it when you start singing. I'm like, oh, I wish I could just do that, too. That is just so beautiful. And I think that's a really special. The thing about that gift is that your body is the instrument. That's amazing.
It is. Yeah, and if I could just remember the name of the tune sometimes, it would be more helpful. But just if I remember the melody,
well, that's the brain.
Then the lyrics come, and then I can just go ahead and flow with it.
yeah, that's
the
brain.
Thank you. That's a very nice compliment. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So, but anyway, so I just want to thank you again for coming on and just sharing your story with us and just tell you how much we appreciate you and love you and admire you and watch you as you do what you're doing. And we're just asking you to continue to do it because you are a blessing to so many people. So,
I so appreciate you, Wardell. You've always been so supportive and you understand, you know, who I am and what I do and you know how to express that to your listeners so well. Thank you so much. And thank you, listeners of Greg and everyone else who has popped in. I appreciate you and just hope you and your family are safe, staying well. And I hope to get out there to see you all, meet you and sing for you and just jam together. I would love it.
I got to meet Elisa. I went to L.A. and met her and hung out with her. And that was fun. That was so
that
cool. We were at some restaurant. I forgot what restaurant we were at.
It was at Roscoe's.
Yeah. So that was really cool. But anyway, and thank you again. Is there anything else that you would like to say in closing? Is there anything on your heart? By the way, real quickly, do you have any, I missed the question, do you have any album coming out? This is what the question is. Do you have another album coming out in the future, near future?
That's a very good question. Chilly Willy Groove just released his album, I think it was December 25th, and we co-wrote the music on there. I believe it's called It's About Time, and it has his cover on there, and it has Chilly Willy Groove and Elisa G. And the songs on there are funky, funky dance music. It has elements of percussion, of course, but it's like funk music. And I had a great time recording that with him. I sing on the songs as well as, you know, have co-written them. So that's out. So check out Chilly Willy Groove. And then also check out Honoré, who I've worked with as well. On Anthony Honoré Music, check out his platform as well. But what I like to say is, hey, I know a lot of folks out there are really experiencing the pain of the virus that's going around. I would just ask you to just please, if you haven't gotten your shots yet, please get it, because you don't want to end up in the hospital like countless people I have heard of and know who said, you know, I don't believe in it or I don't want it. And then they end up in the hospital really, really sick. And the doc tells them, I'm sorry, it's too late to give it to you because you got it right now. And some of them die and some of them recover, but they have after effects that never leave their body. And I have friends that have had their shots that have gotten COVID and it has affected their voices or affected their bodies in certain ways. It's very harsh from what I understand. So protect yourself. Protect yourself. It's a 50-50 chance. And I want you to be around so you have an opportunity to do the things that you want to do in your life, be with your family, to reach your dreams, you can't do it if you don't protect yourself. And you have to just look at it from another perspective. Do you want to be around for a long time? Do you want to be with your family a long time? Do you want to pursue your dreams or just live life? You can't do it if you don't protect yourself. So that's my message.
Wow. That was heavy.
And you want to live in the sea of love. You can't live in the sea of love if you don't protect yourself, meaning you can't love people. They cannot love you. How about that? And there are people that love you, and they want you around for a long time. So just think about it.
You're making me think, just today, I go to rehab hospitals, and I have a very good friend of mine that's in there. Jason, what's happening, Jason? I hope you're listening to the show.
Jason,
and he's a quadriplegic, but he's beautiful, and he can move his mouth. Trust me, he got a lot to say, Lord. And so he and I are always fighting about the Cowboys and the Eagles game.
Oh my
and,
God.
But the reason why I brought this up is because I remember when, you know, this pandemic first started and his family was on the other side of the window visiting him, you know?
Yeah.
And you just think about that. We can't even be next to each other. We have to look at you through a window. And so it is a very sad and very scary time right now, and we do all need to do whatever we can do to protect our loved ones and protect ourselves. I agree with
Jason,
you.
Thank you for coming on, and just sending you some hugs, warm hugs to you, Jason.
Oh no, he don't need any hugs. He got two nurses over there. He's getting another girl, Jason.
I'm sending him a of love hugs. And to you too, Ward Dad.
Lucky Jason. All right. Well, thank you for that. We do appreciate you. And thanks so much for everything you do. And keep up the great work. And, whenever you drop another single, because that's the game right now. Everyone's dropping singles, not really dropping albums anymore. They're dropping singles. So whenever you do, if you drop another single, please come and share it with us, because we love you here at Solar Records Radio, and we will keep your legacy alive.
I will. Thank you so much, Wardell. Thank you, Solar Records, and just sending you much love to you and your listeners. Thank you. Keeping you all in my prayers. Absolutely.
Thank you. We love you, and we'll talk to you soon. Elisa Gomez-Taylor, a.k.a. Elisa G on Solar Records Radio. See you, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Beautiful in motion, free to run wild. Innocent, until the truth of life unfolds. Now she's on her way back home. Living in a world without a single care. The lesson from this tree made her aware. And if she believes in all that she can be, young love, beautiful in motion, wiser than before, innocence until she wakes up to see her truth is her reality.
Here right now on Solar Records Radio, and I just want to thank all you guys for hanging out with us today. It is a blessing, and I'm feeling so good. I'm so excited about where we are on the Indie Jazz Day. The music is just so relaxing, and great conversation with a wonderful lady in the name of Alisa Gomez Taylor, aka Alisa G. How sweet it is. All right, so listen, but this is something special. It is today, it's the day of George Duke's birthday. So we need to play some George Duke music right here on Solar Records Radio. So thank you guys for tuning in. Like I said, I hope you have good company, good food, and we'll give you the good music. Let's do this.
I'm going to wait for you, my brother.
Thank you.
Let's call this on from the After Hours CD.
You know, baby, I don't want to say it. Yeah. I can't.
man, oh man, I'm grooving on this Indie Jazz Day on Solar Records Radio. Welcome back to the show, Miss Astrid. How you been, young lady? I know you've been busy running around. And also, my man Greg, you are funny. Shh, as per Phil. Greg, shh. Greg's having so much fun. He's being shh. Hey, man, I don't blame you, Greg. I'm having a good time, too. And if somebody was in the studio, they'd probably tell me to shh and sit down and stop trying to sing, Wardell, because I'm performing over here. I'm having a great time. I'm on stage, man. I'm just, oh, yeah, dancing and moving. I got my moves, and they look good. Y'all got to check them out. I'm good. But much love to Dance Radio and all the people around the world. Thank you so much, man. Oh, man, I got to tell you guys, Dynasty is getting so much love. It is absolutely amazing. I'm just blown away. Let me see. There's a station. There's so many stations. You got the BC FM Soul Charts over there, and they're just banging our music on that station over there in the UK. And it's number, it came up, it's been on for 2 weeks, and it's number eight, number six. It's been on for 2 weeks, and so we're so grateful. Thank you guys for loving our music overseas. We love you back. We love you back and appreciate you very much. And and I got other things too that just keep popping up, and I'm posting it to my group, and they are all so excited. And you know, it's the most important thing I think for any group is to stay relevant, right? You just need to stay relevant, and so that's what we try to do with Dynasty, is just try to stay. We're trying to stay relevant in hopes that you know, someday we can get out there and perform and hang out and do some great music again. Oh, I love to get out there again and do our thing again. It would be wonderful with my original group members, and also we're going to have some new group members because we lost, you know, a few people. So, but God is good and faithful all the time, and we look forward to this blessing coming forward again to us. But I don't think I heard it. What didn't you hear, Astrid? We shouted out to you in the show. Okay, you didn't hear the shout out. So, but thanks, Dance Radio, for the shout out. I know that they're consistent and they're pretty good at it. So thank you, guys. We appreciate you. And, you know, Dynasty's record, the B-side, is doing really well, too. It's getting a lot of attention. So if you haven't, you know, like nowadays when you buy a single, it's just one song. But ours is on a 45, so you're getting two. You got the A-side and the B-side. So go and get it if you don't have it at AustinBoogieCrew.com. AustinBoogieCrew.com. Go and get it. It is selling like hotcakes. It's their fastest selling single in their history. And so we're excited about that. That's something to be excited about. So thanks again. God is good and he's faithful all the time. And so, you know, guys, you know, I just want to, you know, understand. I think we need to slow it down just a tad. Is that okay? Because this is a great artist that Greg brought to our attention. And I want to just slow it down because this guy got a voice, man. Lord have mercy. And he has substance, and he performs with people like the Whispers and the Stylistics. I mean, this guy, he's performing with all these people, and no one really knows who he is. But the artists that he's performing with, they have so much respect and love for him. And Greg picked it right out of the clouds. So here we go on Solar Records Radio with our man, LaBelle. Why?
But then you take him back again, you must. such a predicament. Ask myself why. Why? IJS, you so bad. Shouldn't have to go through this. I guess I wouldn't feel this way if you and me never ever kissed. No. I know we said we would never bring that up. That was a mistake. Ooh. We're attracted to each other, but you.
Even it takes me to Elisa Gomez's music, where, you know, where she had that Latin funk kind of thing going on. Do we have Mr. Don Fleming on the line today? Is that Mr. Don Fleming?
Hey, what's happening?
It is. What's up, Mr. Fleming? How you doing, my brother?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Oh yeah, man. Blessed and highly favored, man. Blessed and
there you go.
People. Yeah, we just chilling like a villain. It is hump day on Indie Jazz Day here at Solar Records Radio. So we just like good company, good food, and good music, man. That's what it's all about. And we had a great conversation with Elisa Gomez Taylor, a.k.a. Elisa G. And so
nice.
Yeah, that was wonderful in the first hour. In the second hour, we just like it, just riding the wave, man, just being blessed with good music and stuff by these amazing indie artists and great jazz artists. And don't forget, today is George Duke's birthday. So if he was alive, we still celebrating his birthday. He's having a heavenly birthday today. So much love to you. And thanks, George Duke, for showing us the way. Your amazing gifts, and you brought some amazing musicians up with you and stuff. So thanks for that. I'm sure that they appreciate it, and we do too as your fans and listeners. Thank you, brother. And anyway, so what's the word? You know, Don, I know you love this kind of music, and so I'm just, you know, wanting to know, are you in the mood to play some of this music, or are you in the mood to just listen to this music?
You know what? I am in the mood to listen right now. We
all
got
right.
About, what, another 2 minutes left of the show, so
yes,
it's
yes.
All good. Take us home.
Yes. Yes. Why don't you do me a favor? Because there's a particular artist that I am like a super fan of that's in your and by the way, your group is just you have so many songs in your section. I don't know what the heck happened, but sheesh. But what's that girl, man? Tell me the name of that artist. What's her name? You know the one I like. That artist that you had on. You interviewed her. What's her name?
You're talking about Carlita Duran.
With a K or a C?
It's a C.
Okay.
It is a C.
Lord, tell us about that child, man.
Man, she is she's amazing. She's of course, worked with Nicolay, worked with Fonte as Little Brother in Foreign Exchange, and she's just kind of cut from that same cloth out of Raleigh, North Carolina. And she was born in Minnesota, but she was raised out there in Raleigh. So she's just an amazing artist, man. And her album Kismet Green from the year before last, it's amazing, and it's still kicking butt right now on the charts. So, yeah.
And is it called I Guess?
Yes, sir. You know the song.
There's certain songs that move me in certain ways that I really enjoy. But her song moves me in a way that not too many songs move me in, so I really enjoy it because it's found its own space, you know,
right.
in my groove box, right? I'm like, oh yeah, I love that feel, you know. And I may have felt it before in other songs, but I don't remember what they were. So when I hear this one, it just takes me there, man. It's like, whoa, this is so cool. But anyway, so I do want to start the next segment off with that song. But anything else on your mind? Anything else you want to share?
Man, I just want to again thank you guys for tuning in. Definitely hook that up for me, Wardell. I am loading up. I'm trying to get in right now, but if you can find it and get it for me,
I got it.
And I'll take care of the rest of the segment for you.
Oh, we love that. We love that, man. Love your style. All right, guys. So let's keep this music going on Solar Records Ready. I hope you guys are chilling and just relaxing, especially my friends overseas, as you are hours and hours ahead of us. It's evening over there. So just relax.
Yeah.
I hope you had a nice dinner, and hope everybody's safe and warm, because I know it's cold, man. The winter has kicked in. I didn't even want to get out the bed. I mean, I was at the bed really early taking care of animals, but then I went back to bed because it's just cold and ugly. No sun. It's just cloudy, and it's just I don't know. I just like I was disappointed in the weather. And so, but I did a fire. I had the fireplace going last night, so I may do
you
that.
Did.
Yeah, I may do it again. I may do it again tonight. Yeah. I like the fireplace. It's a nice atmosphere, you know. So I think I should have did it right now for the show because it's cold. It's cold, and my horses are like they're just like tough. They're just walking around like I don't feel nothing. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I'm freezing. I'm running out there with my boots on, the hats, the gloves, the coat, the hood. I'm all covered up in there, like just chilling, walking around. You know, I feel like I should buy them a blanket, but you know, they have horse jackets or blankets or whatever they call, and you put them on them. But I think if I put that on, and they might get used to it, and then they'll never be able to handle the cold again. So I don't know. They tell me that the horses are most comfortable at 30 to 0 degrees. I'm like, what? 30? I mean, I'm most uncomfortable. Start at 30. And zero is out of the question. I'm done at 30, at zero. So, but, you know, it's crazy. I don't get it. But, you know, they are big. They are some big boys, man. I said, dude, you are huge. It's a big old guy. So, anyway, I want to get back to the music, but I'm just excited that Don is here. To hear his voice is a blessing to me. All right, so here we go with, what's her name again? Carlita
Duran.
On yeah. Soul Light Records Radio, this is called I Guess. Right?
That's it.
Here we go. Here we go. Sounds kind of low. But... Video. Just want to say good night to you
that's
guys.
Nice.
Thank you so much for
that
tuning
nice.
In. Yeah, that's a nice song. And thanks, Greg and Astrid, for everything you guys do. Don, much love, my brother. God bless you. And you got the last
you
song.
Too.
I'm going to back off. You guys.
Well, hey, guys, again, want to thank everybody for tuning in. Make sure you tune in every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And want to give a shout-out. I want to thank the guest, Ms. Lisa G., for hanging out with Wardell and everything. And I'm going to close it out, man. I'm going to give you not a classic, but a new song from a gentleman by the name of Masigo featuring Devin Morris's. The name of the song is called Yams. Until tomorrow, catch you tomorrow, old school. Actually, Throwback Thursday with yours truly and Wardell Potts, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Of course, myself, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So until then, you guys have a great Wednesday, and we'll see you tomorrow. We are out.
In the loop of life, told myself I wouldn't start my day online. From that shape and how they move, but is it just a deception? Oh, it drives my soul divine. Ain't built for the player life. Can't give an amazing night to a lady on the side. Want a baby and a tribe. And it needs. Enemies, enemies, calling me Uncle Mike. Family, enemies, inner peace, I mean, that's the time. Listen.